fidget stickers. That's what they are. Let's be clear about that. We're talking about sodomy here. Fidget stickers. That's what they are. Let's be clear about that. We're talking about sodomy here. Sodomy. Thuggery. Parking your dick up an arse. Anal sex.
Cock up arse. Cock up arse. I used to enjoy saying that.
Thuggery is not homosexuality's realization or destiny. Thuggery is not the achievement which sees homosexuality moving from becoming into being. The performance of buggery is no more inevitable a part of homosexuality than an orange syllabub is an inevitable part of a dinner. Some may clamor for it and instantly demand a second helping. Some are not interested. Some decide they will try it once and then instantly vomit. Sodomy, thuggery, parking your dick up an arse, anal sex,
cock up arse, cock up arse. I used to enjoy saying that, just vulgar. I quite like it on that level.
Shit stickers, that's what they are. Let's be clear about that. We're talking about sodomy here. There is nothing done between two men or two women that is, by any objective standard, different from that which is done between a man and a woman. Plenty of other things to be got up to in the homosexual world outside the orbit of the anal ring.
It's not an exclusively gay activity, one might add. In a lot of countries, anal sex is used as a form of contraception as an alternative.
Buggery is far less prevalent in the gay world than people suppose. Anal sex is probably not much more common in homosexual encounters than it is in heterosexual. Stickers. That's what they are. Let's be clear about that. We're talking about sodomy here. The concept that really gets the goat of the gay hater, the idea that really spins their melon and sickens their stomach, is that most terrible and terrifying of all human notions. Love. Love. That one can love another of the same gender. Love as romance, friendship and adoration. Love as infatuation, obsession and lust. That is what the homophobe really cannot stand. Sodomy, thuggery, parking your dick up an arse, anal sex,
cock up arse, cock up arse. I used to enjoy saying that. Just saying cock up arse is kind of a relief, really, for everyone that's what they're thinking, you know, what they're actually trying to imagine. I think it's the nitty-gritty of gay sex that people have trouble with, the actual mechanics of it.
Shit stickers, that's what they are. Let's be clear about that. We're talking about sodomy here. Please, whatever you do, don't tell us that what we do, either in love or lust, is unnatural. For one thing, if what you mean by that is that animals don't do it, then you are quite simply in factual error. If the best you can do is quote the Bible in defense of your prejudice, then have the humility to be consistent. The same book that exhorts against the abomination of one man lying with another also contains exhortations against the eating of pork and shellfish, and against menstruating women daring to come near holy places. Sodomy! Thuggery! Parking your dick on an arm.